Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 915 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Angie, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, an awesome company called ZipRecruiter. You know, if you're hiring, this is the place you want to go. You know, at some point in every business, you're going to get to a point where you're eventually going to want to hire so you don't get overworked or so that you can expand and scale it the way you want to. And one of the hardest things to do is to find the best candidates for any positions that you have. Now, you could go out and manually post on hundreds of different job sites, or you can do it in just one simple place like ZipRecruiter. They'll help you screen all the candidates. You don't have to worry about phone calls or email exchanges. It's all done through ZipRecruiter, and you can try it out for free by going to ziprecruiter.com/pat one more time. That's ziprecruiter.com/pat. All right, now here's today's question from Angie.
Hey, Pat, this is Angie B. Likens, and I live in Texas, and I'm the founder and director of Proclaim Truth Conference. You can find more about that at proclaimtruth.com. But even more fun than that, we have actually a friend in common, and that's PT Philip Taylor and Jessica Bufkin from the FinCon Conference, and we all went to Louisiana Tech together. So Jessica and I have just recently formed a mastermind with a few other friends that specialize and work in planning conferences. That's a lot of fun. So getting to my point, I just finished listening to Ask Pat episode 883, How Do I Identify My YouTube Audience? I really appreciated your tip on how to engage with our community with the autoresponder questions. And my question for you is, can you be more specific and give a few more examples of good questions that would help reveal what our audience most needs? Just how can we help them with what they need the most, or what do they struggle with? I'm just sometimes get stuck on how to ask those questions the best and not sound robotic, but engaging. So any help you've got, I'm willing to listen. So thanks so much, Pat. I'm a huge fan, and I really look forward to meeting you at FinCon in the fall. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Angie, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate your support so much, and I really look forward to meeting you later this year at FinCon in Dallas. It's going to be lots of fun. So happy that you're friends with Jessica and PT as well, Philip Taylor from PTMoney.com and FinCon. I mean, that crew there is just so amazing, and it's one of the reasons why I love going to FinCon. It's just such a family type of feel when I get there, which is awesome. So if anybody's going to be at FinCon later this year, come and say hi. And Angie, specifically you, I want to say hi to you and meet you. But anyway, let me answer your question here. So first of all, one of the best things that I've done, it's not an automated thing, but it does take some manual outreach. And it's been so huge for me and my business in terms of helping me discover what my audience really needs help with. But more than that, helping me understand by putting myself into my audience's shoes. And how is that done? It's through actually reaching out to subscribers and actually asking them to get on a phone call with me or on a Skype call. And I do this every single month with 10 random subscribers on my list. And it's funny because a lot of times when I reach out, they're like, wait, is this real? And yeah, it's real. Why? Because that time is so precious, the time that I get to not only just ask questions like, hey, what do you need help with? Or what are you struggling with? What were the first impressions that you had when you came to the site? What's something that you wish I could do better? Those kinds of things. But this right here, what I'm about to say, has changed the game for me. And that is, hey, really quick, tell me what's on your mind or tell me your story. And to hear another person's story or to hear in their own words using their own voice with their emotions behind it, it really changes the game in terms of the empathy that you feel for your audience. And empathy is one of those underrated things, especially in online business where we don't get to really see each other or shake each other's hands or give each other hugs, right? We don't feel what the other person is feeling all the time until you talk to them. And so that's one of the first things I would do, Angie. And it doesn't have to be 10 per month. I would actually challenge you to just try to do it to one or two people within the next week if you listen to this. Everybody should do that. It's game-changing. And yes, sometimes those conversations are very short, but sometimes those conversations are very long as well. Now, I asked you, or I mentioned a few other questions, such as, you know, what's on your mind right now? How can I help you? You know, those are basic questions. What are you struggling with right now is one of those automated ones that I like to include into autoresponders, which is what Angie was referencing earlier. But another thing I like to ask, I got this question from Noah Kagan, and that is, hey, what's a tool or a program that you got involved with recently that just, you know, didn't work out for you? You know, or where do you spend your time these days? And you can start to learn a lot more information from that question by following up with the right questions, by saying, oh, well, what's something that you wish could have been done better? Or what do you like about that thing? Or what do you think could be done to improve that thing? You know, so now we're starting to get into specifics a little bit, but that's where you start to using those follow-up questions. Those are the things that help you dig deeper. Typically, the surface-level answers are just surface-level in terms of impact. So try to get and dig deep. And that's why, again, I always go back to those conversations that I have. And you don't have to have very many of them because a lot of times the people in your audience represent a much larger whole. So reach out to a few people, ask them questions. And that's really what I feel like is the next level in terms of finding out what your audience needs most. So, Angie, I hope that little challenge excites you. And I'm looking forward to hearing about how that works out for you later this year when I see you at FinCon. So let me know. Thanks so much, Angie. I appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you also wearing an Ask Pat t-shirt one of these days. I'm going to send you one for free for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, here's a quote to finish off the day by Shannon A. Thompson that is, remember how far you've come, and you won't have to rely on a destiny for your future. It will come on your own. Nice, nice. I like that. Hey, it's almost time for another clue, and I'm going to give it to you at some moment in the next episode, in episode 916. So I'm going to say something that might seem out of place. Well, if you hear that, well, that's because that's a clue. So check that out in the next episode. Thanks, everybody, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.